Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review.
Week of Monday, December 2nd, 2024, through Friday, December 6th, 2024. Monday, December 2nd, 2024. Two CPAs sentenced in $1 billion syndicated conservation easement tax scheme. Victor Smith and William Tomasello were sentenced to 20 months in prison for their roles in the promotion and sale of abusive syndicated conservation easement tax shelters. According to court documents and statements made in court, Victor Smith was a CPA and founding partner of an Atlanta-based accounting firm. Beginning at least in 2014 and through at least 2019, Smith promoted and sold tax deductions to his wealthy clients, in the form of units in illegal syndicated conservation easement tax shelters, organized and created by co-defendants Jack Fisher, James Sinnott, and others. Smith, along with his firm, sold approximately $14 million in false tax deductions to their clients, causing a tax loss to the IRS of about $4.8 million. He earned $491,400 in commissions from Fisher and Sinnott for his role in the scheme. William Tomasello was a CPA at another accounting firm who, at least in 2015 and through at least 2019, also promoted and sold units to his wealthy clients in the same syndicated conservation easement tax shelters. Tomasello sold approximately $8.5 million in false deductions, causing a tax loss of about $2.3 million. He earned approximately $525,072 in commissions. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, December 3rd, 2024. Christopher A. Harrison was indicted on October 15, 2024 by a federal grand jury, charging him with embezzling loan proceeds intended for the development and construction of two commercial real estate projects. According to the indictment, Christopher A. Harrison, a former National Football League player and real estate developer, allegedly induced and misappropriated loan proceeds intended for the development and construction of two real estate projects. First, the Model Tobacco Project in Richmond, Virginia, and second, the Whitaker Park Project in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Harrison allegedly secured loans from Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, CRBT, for $14,492,057 for the Model Tobacco Project and $7,706,675 for the Whitaker Park Project. Under the terms of the loan agreements, Harrison was prohibited from using loan proceeds to pay himself or affiliated entities any construction, management, development, or contractor fees, or from using the loan proceeds for personal expenditures. As alleged in the indictment, however, Harrison skimmed loan proceeds intended for the Model Tobacco and Whitaker Park projects by first creating a straw demolition company, Virginia Demolition LLC, that had no employees, demolition equipment, or office space. Harrison then allegedly created forged and falsified documentation, purporting to show that Virginia Demolition LLC did actual work on the projects, including work that predated Harrison's creation of the Virginia Demolition LLC entity. Harrison allegedly forged the signature of a separate individual who Harrison falsely reported was the president of Virginia Demolition LLC multiple times across various submittals to CRBT. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, December 4, 2024. Jefferson City, Missouri man sentenced for $26 million bank fraud scheme. Todd Ray Keyholes was sentenced in federal court for a multi-million dollar bank fraud scheme that included fraudulent Paycheck Protection Program, PPP loans, for four businesses. On March 28, 2024, Keyholes pleaded guilty to one count of bank fraud, one count of money laundering, and one count of aggravated identity theft. He received a sentence of 12 years in federal prison, without the possibility of parole. Prior to the bank fraud scheme, Keelholz obtained three business loans totaling $3,526,771 from Hawthorne Bank between August 31, 2017 and September 21, 2018. One of these loans financed the purchase of property in Valparaiso, Indiana. As Keelholz's businesses failed, these loans fell into default and subcontractors sued him for unpaid invoices during 2019 and 2020. In February of 2020, Hawthorne Bank initiated foreclosure proceedings. Keelholz delayed the foreclosure proceedings and paid off these loans and other past due debts with fraudulent PPP loans. Keelholz received a total of $12,420,932 in PPP loans for his four businesses. In each of these loan applications, Keelholz admitted he failed to disclose his ownership in the other three businesses and made materially false and fraudulent claims in the loan applications and supporting documentation. Keelholz falsely stated that the businesses were in operation on February 15, 2020 and eligible for PPP loans. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, December 5, 2024. U.S. joins international action against Redline and Meta info stealers. The U.S. Department of Justice 2024 joined the Netherlands, Belgium, Eurojust, and other partners in announcing an international disruption effort against the current version of Redline info stealer, one of the most prevalent info stealers in the world that has targeted millions of victims' computers and the closely related Meta info stealer. The Justice Department, IRS Criminal Investigation, IRSCI, the FBI, Naval Criminal Investigative Service, Defense Criminal Investigative Service, and Army Criminal Investigation Division joined international partners in the Joint Cybercrime Action Task Force, JCAT, Operation Mangus, supported by Europol, to seize domains, servers, and Telegram accounts used by the Redline and Meta administrators to disrupt the operation of the info stealers. International authorities have created the website Operation Mangus with additional resources for the public and potential victims. Info stealers are a prevalent form of malware used to steal sensitive information from victims' computers, including usernames and passwords, financial information, system information, cookies, and cryptocurrency accounts. The stolen information, referred to as logs, is sold on cybercrime forums and used for further fraudulent activity and other hacks. Redline has been used to conduct intrusions against major corporations. Redline and Meta info stealers can also enable cybercriminals to bypass multi-factor authentication, MFA, through the theft of authentication cookies and other system information. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, December 6, 2024. Texas laboratory owner charged with $79 million fraud scheme. Osman Syed, the owner and operator of Texas Laboratory, was charged in connection with his role in a $79 million respiratory pathogen panel, RPP, testing fraud scheme. According to court documents, Osman Syed, 34, also known as Syed Osman, an Indian national, caused BioDX Labs, LLC, Biodex, to submit more than $79 million in fraudulent claims to Medicare and Texas Medicaid for RPP tests that were not provided and were medically unnecessary. Osman used the personal identifying information of a physician without the physician's knowledge or consent to cause the submission of millions of dollars in claims to Medicare and Medicaid for RPP tests for beneficiaries and recipients, even though the physician had no prior relationship with the beneficiaries and recipients, was not treating the beneficiaries and recipients for respiratory symptoms, and did not use the tests to treat the beneficiaries and recipients. To conceal that BioDX did not perform the test as billed, Osman falsely represented that BioDX use reference laboratories to perform its testing. Osman and his co-conspirators laundered the proceeds of the fraudulent scheme by transferring substantial sums to bank accounts abroad, including accounts in China, Hong Kong, Turkey, Greece, and Switzerland. Osman is charged with 3 counts of healthcare fraud, conspiracy to engage in money laundering, and 3 counts of money laundering. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.